What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from Fuller House, actress Jodie Sweetin. How are you, Jodie?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You look great.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of coffee this early in the morning. It really helps.
I'm on that same program. So you've got a lot going on. Let's start with Fuller House. Season 4 is hitting Netflix tomorrow. Whole gang's back. What's Stephanie up to this season?
Well, this season, you know, season 3 ended with Kimmy announcing that she is pregnant because she's going to be Stephanie's surrogate because Stephanie can't have kids of her, kids of her own.
Very progressive storyline.
It is. We got a lot of great fan mail about this, that people that were really excited we were telling the storyline. So that was how season 3 ended. So season 4 is really a lot of the journey of Kimmy and Stephanie and the surrogacy and the baby. And we do get to meet a brand new member at the end of the season, so
family,
that's exciting.
Family keeps expanding.
We're gonna grow out of this. We're gonna have to start making additions to the Fuller House.
How many people live in that house now?
Everyone, all of San Francisco actually lives in the Fuller House.
Well, it's so expensive, I'm sure.
Right.
And Candace is doing some directing this season, huh?
Yeah, she got to direct an episode, which was so much fun and so great to watch, you know, somebody who's basically my sister get to do something that she's always really wanted to do.
Yeah, that's cool.
We were all really proud of her and like so supportive and excited. And, you know, we joked with her the whole time. We're like, we're just going to be really difficult that week. Like, I'm not coming out of my dressing room. Like, I'm not doing this. She was like, no, please. I was like, when have I ever done that? Like, right. You think I'm really going to make it more difficult for you? But she was so good. And she overcame her nervousness of it and did a fantastic job.
That's awesome. That's cool to hear. And one of your co-stars, Juan Pablo.
Yes.
Who should have been a finalist on Dancing with the Stars. Did you get to see him at all? What'd you think about
it? I did. I was at the episode that he got eliminated. I went to see him and I went to see Keo because Keo's still one of my best friends.
Right.
Who was my partner on my season.
Right,
and
of course.
And I was torn because Keo went on to the finals. So I was like really happy and also really sad. I was like, oh, yay for you. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. And Juan Pablo is so talented. I actually just saw him this morning. He surprised me. I was over doing another talk show and he came over and surprised me. And I told him this morning because he's doing a thing for The Wizard of Oz and just doing all this stuff. I said, I'm so proud of you and so happy that the world gets to see how incredibly talented you are. And I love that he's a part of our family now.
Nice. Yeah. Well, also this weekend, the new Hallmark movie, Entertaining Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So what's this one about?
Well, it's a Hallmark movie. So there's love, there's a kiss, there's snow, there's Christmas trees.
Right.
But I play Candace Livingstone and my mother is Liz Livingstone, who has the hottest lifestyle empire. She's kind of the Martha Stewart-esque type. She's got a magazine and a business and all this. And she announces that she will be retiring and that she wants me to take over for her. And she sort of springs that on me at the big Christmas party. And I panic because I'm terrible at all of the things that she has really built her empire on. And so, she sends me out to do a party for this family who had written her a letter that the little girl's dad is coming home from serving overseas and they wanted Liz Livingstone there. And Liz, my mother, sends me in her stead. And basically I spend a lot of time pretending to try and be my mother.
Right.
And then finally the realization is that that's not what Christmas is about. That's not what the holidays are about. That's not what this family wants. They want their traditions and their, you know, imperfect holiday Christmas that they've created. And it really, the story that I related to and loved so much was that, you know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to make things perfect and that's not what it's about.
No.
And I related to that a lot because I am terrible at making gingerbread houses. I can't make a bow.
Yeah.
I can, you know, stick one on a present, but I am not Martha Stewart to in the least. So,
when do you fall in love?
Well, I fall in love. There's always that. Well, I come to this town to help this family. And the uncle of the little girl is the town reporter who wants to do a big story on me. And of course, I'm very nervous about it because I'm worried he's going to find out that I really don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
But of course, we fall in love.
Of course,
and
getting
then,
to
yes,
know
but there's
each
a big
other.
Misunderstanding. I think he's written a terrible story. I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
And then I don't. Yeah.
Those reporters, you got to watch them.
Oh, yes.
And you also dropped a new Christmas single.
I did.
Santa Baby.
Yeah.
What made you pick that particular song?
Well, you know, my friend Jacob and I, Jacob Tolliver, who plays piano and sings on this with me, he and I had been talking for a while about wanting to record a song together. And we thought, you know, let's do a Christmas song because everybody knows them and loves them. And, you know, they get excited to hear them. And so we were kind of going through a few different songs. And Luckily, we didn't choose Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Although that's been reinstated, I just read.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, originally we did do Baby, It's Cold Outside like a year ago.
And which, then
we
by the way, great song.
It's a great song. I love it. It's fun. It's, you know, and we did that. And then we're like, no, we didn't like it. And we redid Santa Baby. And this was the one that we really had fun with. And he played piano on. And it was a great opportunity for me to get to do some music stuff outside of Fuller House.
Do you want to do some more recording in the future?
I mean, possibly. Okay. I love it. I grew up singing and doing musical theater and all that kind of stuff. So it's fun for me to get to incorporate that a little bit.
Flex those muscles. And how are the kids? How old are they now?
10 and a half and 8.
Yeah,
Zoe is my older one, and then Beatrix is my younger one. We just did all the middle school tours, and I can't believe I'm going to have a kid in middle school. I don't know how that happens. So yeah, but they're amazing, and they're super excited for Christmas, and we're going on a little family vacation after the three of us. So
nice. Yeah. You're going to spend the holiday actually.
We'll be home for the holiday, and then like 2 days after we're going to leave, and then we'll be gone through New Year's and stuff, which is always fun.
Fun.
Yeah. It's fun. A fun girls trip. Last year we went to Hawaii, me and the girls.
Ooh.
So this year we're going to do something more snowy and Christmassy. So,
okay. Mixing it up.
But I love it. I love my little girls trip, you know, with them. And, although, you know, we're going to be driving for a while, so we'll see how that van ride is.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah. Any parent
iPads.
Knows like, yeah,
iPads
there'll be
right there,
iPads.
Yeah.
We got TVs in the car, all the DVDs, like everybody gets their own row. Nobody's looking at each other, touching each other.
Right. Got to keep them separate.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Oh.
All right. Most underrated Christmas song.
Ave Maria. I feel like it doesn't get played enough, and it's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, would that be a Christmas song? Well, I mean, it's...
I feel like you hear it more. It's pretty... Yeah. I mean, it's a traditional, like...
It's like a wedding kind of slash Christmas.
I think it's around Christmas time you usually hear. It's definitely the first time we've gotten that answer.
Definitely underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, it's beautiful.
All-time favorite Christmas gift.
I got, years ago when I was like 18, I got my little dog Ginger as a Christmas gift.
Aww.
And that was the best thing. Yeah.
Favorite holiday movie?
Elf. Santa. I know him.
Go-to stocking stuffer?
Lottery tickets. And not for my kids.
Those are good.
But those are great. My mom always did lottery. Like once I was 18, like she would always put lottery tickets in. And they're awesome.
They
I get so excited
awesome.
For the scratchers.
Technically.
Yes.
It's
like
a gift within a gift.
Exactly.
You get the scratcher
By the way, technically, you could give those to the kids. And if they win, then you get the prize because they
That's
can't
true.
Cash them
well,
in.
Exactly.
Kids love to scratch.
Okay, kids are getting lottery tickets.
New Year's resolution?
I don't make New Year's resolutions. I think it's silly to try and start something new every year. Just try and do it now.
I'm with you.
Do it now.
I'm with you. Start over every week if you need to. Well, you can watch Fuller House on Netflix tomorrow, Entertaining Christmas, Saturday on Hallmark, and you can follow her on Instagram at Jody Sweet. And thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!